Thank you. I can always rely on Mrs. Veneziano to apply really clear thinking to these type of provisions. And I think we could combine both the ideas that she's just given us and also from our distinguished chairman. I agree, firstly, with his suggestion that we should place a full stop after the word regulations in 4.1 on the third line. And my suggestion would be that the rest of that sentence that will now start, the applicant will be responsible for the preparing of the Orvis marker and its affixing to the item, unless otherwise agreed between the parties, that could be moved into 4.2 so that we're quite clear that 4.1 is dealing with the allocation of the Orvis identifier and 4.2 is dealing with the utilization of the Orvis identifier onto an Orvis marker. And that Orvis marker, of course, is nothing to do with the registrar. That's something that is agreed between the private parties. And I would suggest that if we just move that second limb of what was the first sentence into 4.2, it's actually more logical there anyway. And then we have a clear differentiation between the identifier and the marker. The identifier, yes, there's a cost of obtaining that identifier from the International Registry. It won't be a great cost, but there will be a cost and you have to apply for it. The marker is a quite separate operation. It is the acquisition of that plate, which will be written in the format set out in the model rules and the affixation of that plate onto the side of the wagon. That's nothing to do with the registrar. There's no cost issue as far as the registrar is concerned, and he doesn't police it. It is entirely for the parties, for the creditor and the debtor, to work out how that's done and to ensure that it is done. So, as I say, my suggestion would be to move the second part of that first sentence into 4.2 to find a suitable place to make that clear, that it's the applicant who has the responsibility for the cost of the preparation of and the fixation of the marker, unless otherwise agreed between the creditor and the debtor.